This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The U.S. Geological Survey is installing a system of rainfall monitors in Glenwood Canyon in the area that burned during this summer's Grizzly Creek fire. The fire raised the risk for flash floods and landslides that could close Interstate 17. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
Jason Keen is one of the USGS hydrologists who's been installing these rain monitors in recent weeks. He says the canyon is at risk of landslides now, with a rain event as small as 0.2 of an inch in 15 minutes. Make no mistake, that's not a light sprinkle, but it's not huge either.
That's a garden variety storm. That storm could happen several times a year. That's a problem.
Keen's team is using data from the monitors to create more accurate landslide prediction models over time. Those models will help CDOT decide when the interstate should be closed as a preventive measure. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The still-burning Cameron Peak Fire has forced more evacuations west of Fort Collins. The Larimer County Sheriff's Office notified residents of Red Feather and Crystal Lakes to leave the area Sunday afternoon. The University of Colorado Boulder is expected to move to remote-only instruction for the next 2 weeks. That begins Wednesday, and that follows a surge in coronavirus cases on campus. Chancellor Phil DeStefano says the decision was made in consultation with local and state public health officials. We expect more on this story from CU Boulder later this afternoon. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.